A decade after the attacks on September 11, 2001, APRN has uncovered new information regarding the events that caused a Korean 747 en route to New York and scheduled to stop in Anchorage for fuel to be diverted from Anchorage to Whitehorse, Canada. NORAD, the North American Aerospace Defense Command, which is a joint Alaskan-Canadian military partnership, had control of the airways and had requested that Canada allow international flights to be diverted to their airports. As in so many things that day, there was confusion, anxiety, and some fear that the Korean jet may have hijackers on board. The plane began squawking 7500, a code meaning it had been hijacked. The military says it was a miscommunication between the pilot and air traffic control. But the air traffic controller who dealt with the plane as it approached Anchorage says it was a direct command to the pilot. Retired air traffic controller Rick Wilder says he is still haunted by the incident because so many lives were at stake. He says when he first received the order to tell the pilot to squawk 7500, he refused.
I was astounded. I didn't even know what to say. It was just so off the wall. I just told him I wouldn't do it. And I kind of gave some reasons for it. The fact that the F-15s were trailing him, that they were there, they could be a little trigger happy because of the events going on. I mean, everybody was on edge. I've never seen an aircraft, you know, been told to squawk 7,500 or hijack with fighters on them, but I could just imagine what would happen. So I refused. I told the supervisor that that would be certain destruction of the aircraft. In my opinion, it could be. I mean, I was definitely wrong, which was nice. I mean, I was real happy about that. But that's what I was feeling. That's what I told them. So I just refused.
And then what happened?
They left. They went back. Another convening, I guess, up at the watch desk. A little more. I'm not sure if the managers at Anchorage Center thought it was reasonable that I denied that and that, okay, we really don't need them to have to do this. But a supervisor came back later. I'm not sure how long of a time gap it was, but he came back and said, headquarters is ordering that aircraft to squawk hijack. So that was a little more direct, and I realized it was coming from another location. And I also realized that the person that was probably ordering it, I never really thought about any kind of nefarious reasons or anything that could be going on. I have no idea, even to this day, I don't know why, but I thought, well, I hope it's just not some desk jockey up there, you know, wanting to order, you know, tell people what to do and, you know, not really thinking about it. Because I had no idea if the person making this decision was a controller and knew what it meant, knew the weight of what that aircraft doing meant with F-15s or, you know, fighters on it.
And when you told the Korean pilot, squawk 7,500, he complied. Were you surprised by that?
No, that's one reason I didn't want to do it, because I think if it was an American carrier, they wouldn't have done it. I wouldn't have done it. As a commercial pilot when I was flying, I would have never done that. I would have thought that's the most ridiculous thing in the world. I'll do anything, but I won't do that because, you know, if my aircraft's not being interfered with, that's just somewhere you don't want to go. I think if any other carrier had been asked other than an Asian-based aircraft, probably wouldn't have done it. But the Korean culture, or I'd just say maybe the Asian culture, is a little different. They would do things that we asked them to do without a lot of questioning. They would do things if they had the ability to do it. So I knew he was going to do it.
And he did. He agreed to that. Do you think at that time he was aware that he was being followed by F-15s?
No. The point, the way the F-15s, when they intercept an aircraft like that, they do it in such a way that the crew or the passengers don't know, because they don't want to alarm the passengers or potential hijackers that could be on board. So they do it in a manner that's, you know, sneaky.
And so the jet is diverted to Whitehorse. It lands safely. The more than 200 passengers are safe. When you look back on this now, There was a lot of fear and confusion that day. No one really knew what was happening. Do you think that was the right decision, or what do you think about that now, looking through the lens of a decade later?
It's still pretty amazing that it would happen. It shouldn't have happened. I mean, in my mind, there's no doubt that it should not have happened. It's just a way off the wall event that happened, that someone, whoever it was, gave the order that probably wasn't really thinking about it.
And after September 11th, 2001, were you given any explanation from the FAA, from headquarters, about why this series of events went down the way that they did?
No, there was no discussion about it. I think they had us, the people working, you know, they congratulate us and pat us on the back and said, good job, and, you know, keep doing what you're doing. And I'm not sure if there was any questions or follow-up on that, but it wasn't with us. We were just patted on the back and said, thanks, good job.
And so after nearly a decade, you've decided to talk publicly about this. Why now?
I just wanted to, you know, tell what happened, because I read so many articles that the question is, why did he do it? You know, why was he doing it? Well, it's because we told him. That's what I kept wanting to tell people, just kind of scream after the 11th and after his articles are coming out about the Korean Air. It's like, wow, why did he do this? He must have been hijacked. And no, it's because we told him, and because someone in Washington, D.C. ordered the aircraft to do that. There was no mystery on the part of the carrier. He just did what he was told to do.
Rick Wilder is a retired Anchorage air traffic controller who dealt with Korean Flight 085 on September 11, 2001. Lieutenant General Norton Schwartz was the NORAD commander on that day. He testified to the Alaska legislature in 2002 that the Korean pilot had misunderstood a request to confirm if he was squawking the hijack code for an order to do so.